set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to 4 beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankronym series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Defending the truth of the gospel, because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. If devotees of the kingdom of the cults, adherents of world religions, or liberal scholars are correct, the biblical account of the resurrection is fiction, fantasy, or a gargantuan fraud. If, on the other hand, it is factually reliable, Christ's resurrection constitutes the greatest feat in all human history. So, was the resurrection real or just a hoax? Today, Hank Hanegraaff answers that question and presents to you a tool to help you not only know what you believe, but also why you believe it. And now, to start today's broadcast, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and I will never forget when I first heard it emanating from the lips of Peter Kreeft. I memorized it immediately. To the modern materialist, death is the cessation of being. According to the mythical view of the ancients, when we die, we merely devolve into a ghostly shadow of our present selves. Reincarnationists believe that our souls continuously return dressed up in other bodies. The followers of Plato contend that the body is a prison. At death, the prisoner escapes as a mere individual human spirit. Hindus believe that the body is an illusion and that the only thing that ultimately survives is an impersonal cosmic consciousness. Only in a biblical worldview do we become greater after death than we were before, because only in Christianity are our lowly bodies transformed into glorious resurrected bodies like unto Christ's resurrection body. Look, here's the bottom line. Resurrection is a reality for everyone. Some will be physically resurrected to eternity with the Savior in a new heaven and a new earth, but others to eternal separation. And because of that, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is either the stone over which we stumble or the rock by which we are transformed. Of one thing I am absolutely certain. If 21st century Christians could grasp the significance of resurrection just like their first century counterparts did, our lives would be totally transformed, not only in the sense of personal transformation right now, but in the certainty that one day our lowly bodies will be transformed like unto the glorified body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is the theme for today's broadcast. It is a 4x6 flip chart laminated that you can put in your pocket or purse that gives you the ammunition for the what and why of what you believe concerning the cornerstone of the Christian faith. And there's no one better to discuss this matter with than my friend Lee Strobel. He's written about this in The Case for Christ. Certainly this is part of a great new resource, The Case for Christ Study Bible. But resurrection, Lee, to you is not just something that you're communicating to other people or equipping them to communicate, but it's something that means everything to you.
Absolutely, Hank. It is everything. Paul said that. Paul said, if it's not true, then we're wasting our time with following Christ. So it is everything. It is the authentication of Christ's claim that he was the unique Son of God. It means because Christ was resurrected, I will someday too. It means that Christ, therefore, is not just some teacher who tells us nice ways to live, but he is the Son of God whose teachings are commands from God that we need to adhere to and to follow for our best interests. So it changes everything. And Hank, you're using the word certainty, and it just reminded me as we were talking, I was reading recently the letter that Clement of Rome wrote. He was an early church father right there in the very first century to the church at Corinth. And now, you know, Clement knew the apostles personally, so he knew what they taught. He knew what their beliefs were. He was ordained personally by Peter. And in that letter, Clement wrote, "Therefore, having received orders and complete certainty caused by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and believing in the Word of God, they, the disciples, went with the Holy Spirit's certainty, preaching the good news about the kingdom of God." He knew that they were certain of their conviction that Jesus not only claimed to be the Son of God, but he proved it by returning from the dead. As this wonderful resource that you've created, this small flip chart that on the evidence for the resurrection, the bullet points that can help us remember how we can retain the evidence and talk to others about it, and this tool we can give to other people. As you point out, these appearances by the resurrected Jesus transformed these disciples. And they had, therefore, the word that you used, the word that Clement used, the certainty that this is true. And because it is true, we have hope. Because it is true, we will be resurrected someday as well.
And I formulated this flip chart with the memorable hankronym FEAT, F-E-A-T. We talked about, on a previous broadcast, the fatal torment of Jesus Christ, the empty tomb and the fact that Christianity cannot survive an identifiable tomb containing the corpse of Christ. And I wanted to talk today a little bit about the appearances of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as well as the transformation of the disciples. They were transformed from cowards to lions of the faith. But the formula for FEAT, which is the acronym that I use for the flip chart, comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul talks about the fatal torment of Jesus Christ. He talks about the empty tomb and then the appearances, and he says this, that Christ appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. So the appearances of Jesus Christ were what absolutely revolutionized, scared, scattered disciples and turned them into lions of the faith. But what's so interesting about this passage that I formulated the flip chart around is that this is not unique to Paul. It's actually a creedal statement that can be traced all the way back to the Hellenistic believers that lived in Jerusalem even prior to the time that Stephen was martyred. So there is, Lee, no possibility that these words are the product of legendary contamination.
That's exactly right. This is such a powerful bit of evidence. I'm so glad this chart that you've developed builds itself largely around this 1 Corinthians passage, because most scholars will say that Paul received it either 2 years after his conversion, some believe when he was taken into Damascus and met with some of the apostles but or disciples, but most of them believe that he received this creed about 3 years after his conversion, but importantly, received it from Peter and James, who themselves are eyewitnesses who were mentioned in this creed. And he received it most likely in Jerusalem. Well, what's important about that is it means that this creed itself, this statement that formulates the belief that Jesus rose from the dead, died, he buried, he was rose from the dead, and these are the eyewitnesses who saw him, that the information in that creed therefore dates back even earlier. So we're going way, way back as a newsflash in history. This is not some legend that took a long time to develop. This is something that goes back to the beginning. That is so hugely important. And even as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, it says basically, hey, if you don't believe me that there's 500 eyewitnesses to this, they're still around. Go talk to them yourself. I mean, that's the implicit challenge that passage contains because of their confidence. That's not something you would say unless you were totally confident of these eyewitness accounts of the resurrection. Even the great Jewish New Testament scholar, Pinchas Lapides, concedes that this passage in 1 Corinthians 15 can be taken as eyewitness testimony. That's how strong it is.
And you mentioned the word certainty. One thing that can be stated with ironclad certainty is that the apostles did not merely propagate Christ's teachings. They were absolutely positive that he had appeared to them in the flesh. And although 2,000 years removed from the actual event, you too can be absolutely confident in Christ's post-resurrection appearances. The flip chart we're talking about, laminated 4x6, fits in pocket or purse, available as a tool so that you can be confident in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When the winds and waves of doubt beat upon your house, when skeptics don't believe, you have an opportunity to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you. The tool has been designed for just that. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org and interactively flip through the feat chart online. You can also check it out when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And I will be right back with Lee Strobel and the cornerstone of the Christian faith, resurrection.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. Paul goes so far as to say in 1 Corinthians, "If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, you can request your copy today at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-274. Don't go away. Hank will be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to this subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate, the internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy?
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenim series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenim Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. Paul goes so far as to say in 1 Corinthians, "If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenim Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, you can request your copy today at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-274. Now, back to Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. You can order multiple copies for family members and friends this Easter season. Go to equip.org and interactively flip through the Feat flip chart online. Talking to Lee Strobel, he is best known as the author for The Case for Christ. He is an apologist. I call him a new breed of apologist. So often apologists want to demonstrate their mental acumen or win an argument, but that's not the point. The point is to use your well-reasoned argument or apologetic as an opportunity to present the grace and love of Jesus Christ, to use it as a springboard, an opportunity to communicate Jesus Christ. And we're talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when you think about an apologetic for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Lee, the first name that pops to my mind is James, the half-brother of Jesus.
Yes.
He was embarrassed by everything his half-brother stood for until Jesus Christ appeared to him. And then the text of Scripture tells us that he calls himself a bondservant of Christ, and he becomes the leader of the Jerusalem church. And Eusebius, the great church historian, talks about the fact that inevitably James is killed for his faith. And the question that arises is this: what would it take for someone to willingly die for the notion that one of his family members is God? Only the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ can account for that.
I think it's exactly spot on. You know, we have excellent evidence that all this is true because, first of all, the Bible says that the James, half-brother of Jesus, was not a believer in Jesus during his lifetime. Well, how do we know that's true? Well, it's in the Bible. Yeah, but that's the Bible. How can you trust that? Well, it was embarrassing in the first century for one's family members not to be your follower if you were a rabbi. And therefore, this is in a sense an embarrassing admission in the New Testament that James was not a follower of Jesus during his lifetime. That's not something you're going to make up and put in there because it hurts your case that Jesus is who he claimed to be. So we can have strong confidence that James was not a follower during Jesus' lifetime. And then we have reports even outside the Bible. Josephus, the first century Jewish historian who worked for the Romans, he reports that James was put to death as the leader of the Jerusalem church. Therefore, as you say, what caused this transformation? We've got good evidence he was a skeptic, and now we've got good evidence he died proclaiming that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God and proved it by returning from the dead. What happened? Well, I think you're right. The answer is found in 1 Corinthians 15, where it says that the risen Christ appeared to James also. And that's enough, be enough to convince anybody that what Jesus was claiming was true, that indeed he returned from the dead and authenticated his divine claims.
One of the things that we're talking about, Lee, on this broadcast is a tool, and the flip chart is just that. It's a tool. When you speak, oftentimes you have some notes that you can refer to, the cliff notes of what you want to communicate to an auditorium full of people. Well, in much the same way, having a tool like this in your hand can be the cliff notes by which you communicate the truth of the resurrection to someone who may be a skeptic, to someone who may be a seeker, but it could even be to one of your children.
Yeah, it's important to keep in mind that what this flip chart does, and by the way, it's only 4x6. You put it in your pocket, which is great. It's portable. You can carry it around with you. What's important to understand is it hits the bullet points that are essential, that really, through talking about fatal torment, empty tomb, the appearance of Jesus, transformation of the disciples, it presents that evidence in a succinct way, sort of a laser beam focus. And you can use it, I think, in lots of ways. One, to learn yourself and to sort of commit to your mind how you can recall this evidence if you get into a spiritual conversation. You could give it to someone who's spiritually seeking and let them use it to further their own investigation. You can go through it with them. And as you say, your children, what a great opportunity to sit down with your kids, especially at this Easter season, and to go through this flip chart. And, you know, it doesn't matter if they're real little or older, because you can simplify it as you go. If your kids are younger, then as you walk through each point, you can kind of hit those points and explain them in ways that they can understand. And as they get older, you know, I could see sitting down with a teenager with this, because it's our teenagers who are getting assaulted by these claims of atheists and skeptics, right? Writing books and producing documentaries and websites attacking the truth of Christianity. They're the ones who are most vulnerable, I think, right now to being snatched away. What a great way to sit down and an entertaining way and walk through this evidence so that your teenager is himself or herself equipped to not only have certainty, that word we've used so much today, have certainty that Jesus is the Son of God, but then to be able to communicate to his generation or her generation the eternal truths that will transform their lives and open the door of heaven for them as well.
There are some people that are going to say, no, Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, and the truth of the matter is the disciples were merely hallucinating.
Yeah.
Or they may say that the disciples were in some sort of altered state of consciousness, or they may even say, look, the disciples were hyper-suggestible, and there's a certain portion of the population that's hyper-suggestible, and they are prone to creating things out of thin air and believing those things, and that's what happened. Well,
yeah.
This flip chart gives you the ammunition not just to say what you believe, but why you believe it and how it is that the kinds of explanations that people come up with simply do not pass muster.
Right. You can look at the bullet points and learn, well, wait a minute, how do you refute that? Well, first of all, this hyper-suggestibility kind of idea. Well, Saul of Tarsus wasn't hyper-suggestible. He was out murdering Christians. He hated Christians, so he wasn't going to be hyper-suggestible. Either was James, a half-brother of Jesus, who we said during Jesus' lifetime was not a believer. So that doesn't make sense. And then you point out that Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts, says he carefully investigated the details surrounding the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. And besides which, if this was true, if this was just something that they had come up with because they were hyper-suggestible, what about the empty tomb? The tomb of Jesus is still empty. So, you can easily, in the bullet points of this flip chart, you can refute these kind of challenges that people will throw your way, and you don't have to wade through some huge tome or academic resource to try to highlight things and pluck out these facts. They're right there for you, and they're easily preserved and easily committed to memory, and you can walk around with them, and you can, when that is pointed out, you can walk through the flip chart with someone and say, well, let me give you some reasons why that just doesn't make sense, and then turn to the affirmative evidence and say, look, F-E-A-T, fatal torment, here's the evidence Jesus really did die on the cross. E, empty tomb, here's the evidence the tomb was empty. Here's A, in feet, for appearances. Here is the affirmative evidence that the disciples encountered the resurrected Jesus. The nine ancient sources that confirm that. And then the transformation, the T in the word feet, that shows that the disciples were willing to suffer and die for their conviction that Jesus rose from the dead, not because they just believed it or had faith that it's true, but because they were there. They touched him. They ate with him. They talked with him. They knew the truth. And knowing the truth, they were willing to die for it. They were transformed as, Hank, we can be transformed. Because as we absorb and assimilate the evidence for the resurrection, God can transform us into devoted followers of His with new passion and new resources to reach out and communicate His love and grace to people we know.
And I cannot wait for the next segment of the broadcast today, because we're going to talk about transformation. It is absolutely intoxicating and exhilarating, but no one summed up the consensus of both liberal and conservative scholarship better than did Professor Norman Perrin. He was the late New Testament scholar at the University of Chicago, your old stomping grounds. He said, the more we study the tradition with regard to the appearances of Jesus Christ, the firmer the rock begins to appear upon which they are based. And again, the disciples were absolutely certain that Christ had appeared to him. The Apostle John said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We were just talking about the appearances of Jesus Christ. The flip chart does the heavy lifting for you. You can go to equip.org and interactively flip through the feet flip chart online, but order multiple copies for yourself, for family members, for your gift to the ministry. I'll send you a copy of Resurrection Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. We're going to take a short station break right now. If you're leaving us, you can catch the rest of the broadcast on XM170 satellite radio or on our website at www.equip.org. For those of you listening to the full hour, don't touch that dial, because we'll be right back with more.
Apart from the resurrection, there's little point of celebrating either Christmas or Easter. Are you able to explain the historical truth of the resurrection to skeptics? Well, this month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his new feet flip chart. Presented in memorable form, the feet flip chart is a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Request your copy today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back.
Don't be caught off guard by deception. Know what you believe about Jesus Christ and why. President of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff, wants to equip believers with the truth so that when confronted with a lie, it is recognized immediately. A book by Timothy Paul Jones will help you understand and refute popular conspiracy theories permeating our postmodern culture. The good news is that these theories are not new and are few in number. Jones precisely demonstrates how each theory falls short of their overblown claims. Order Conspiracies and the Cross today from CRI. And when you order, know that you're also supporting the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order today online at equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Order your copy and you'll learn to accurately defend the gospel accounts of Jesus Christ. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenem Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. Have the answers at your fingertips with this laminated, tabbed, pocket-sized flip chart. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Now, back to Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And when we talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and talk about putting a tool in your hand through which you can very adequately and with power and passion communicate the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the reality that you too one day will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, as we talk about this, I want to underscore something. The early Christian church was utterly transformed as a result of seeing the resurrected Christ. And as a result of seeing Christ, they began to transform their world. You had 12 scared, scattered disciples. One of them was a devil. 11 left. The Apostle Paul joins, and as a result of these 12, they turn an empire upside down. Sometimes we look at the forces within our culture and say, it's a lost cause. No, it is not. Pagans are going to exercise their job description. The question is, are you going to exercise yours? I've tried to create a tool to put in your hand so that you can communicate the cornerstone of the historic Christian faith. And I want to, as I continue on with Lee Strobel, who also has a legal background, I want to spend just a few moments underscoring what one of the greatest legal authorities in the history of the U.S. has communicated. He was the Royale Professor of Law at Harvard. His name was Dr. Simon Greenleaf. And he said this, the great truths which the apostles declared were that Christ had risen from the dead and that only through repentance from sin and faith in him could men hope for salvation. This doctrine they asserted with one voice everywhere, not only under the greatest discouragements, but in the face of the most appalling terrors that can be presented to the mind of men. Their master, he had recently perished as a malefactor by the sentence of a public tribunal. His religion sought to overthrow the religions of the whole world. The laws of every country were against the teachings of the disciples. The interests and passions of all the rulers and great men in the world were against them. The fashion of the world was against them. Propagating this new faith, even in the most inoffensive and peaceful manner, they could expect nothing but contempt, opposition, bitter persecution, stripes, imprisonments, torments, and cruel death. And yet, this faith they did zealously propagate, and all these miseries they endured undismayed, nay, rejoicing, as one after another was put to a miserable death. The survivors, well, they prosecuted their work with increased vigor and resolution. The annals of military warfare afford scarcely an example of the heroic constancy, patience, and unblenching courage that have every motive to review carefully the grounds of their faith and the evidences of the great facts and truths which they asserted, and these motives were pressed upon their attention with the most melancholy and terrific frequency. It was therefore impossible that they could have persisted in affirming the truths that they narrated had not Jesus actually risen from the dead, and had they not known this fact as certainly as they knew any other fact. If it was morally possible for the disciples to have been deceived in this matter, every human motive operated to lead them to discover and avow the error. If then their testimony was not true, there was no possible motive for this fabrication. Now that is an excerpt from something in the flip chart that I think needs to be heard, Lee Strobel, because here we have an expert on common law evidence saying the disciples had no motive whatsoever except for truth, and not only truth, but truth by which they had been radically transformed.
Yeah, that is such a powerful summary of Greenleaf's position, which is so accurate. I, of course, went to Yale Law School, get a Master of Studies in Law degree, and when I began my investigation of the historical evidence for Jesus, I went to the library and had them search and find for me a copy of this book that Simon Greenleaf actually wrote in the 19th century. Concerning this evidence from which you quote. And he was not just an expert on evidence. He was the expert on evidence. The Supreme Court quoted him on evidence. He wrote a treatise on evidence that other lawyers would use as a guide to understand evidence. If anybody would understand what constituted reliable and persuasive evidence, it was Simon Greenleaf. And that was a powerful step in my direction of coming to faith, was to read his book. And of course, your excerpts that you use in your flip chart kind of, again, with laser beam accuracy, focus in and zero in on the essential facts that we need to know to be able to not just have confidence ourselves that Jesus returned from the dead, but that we can then communicate to other people who we encounter.
I want to talk about something personally with you, Lee. In the flip chart, of course, I talk about Peter and Paul and the disciples who were radically transformed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But what about you? Were you transformed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
Oh, man, Hank, I could do a whole show talking to you about the way God changed my life. I mean, I had been living as an atheist at the time, and immoral, and a narcissistic, and a self-absorbed, self-destructive, drunken life. And when my wife became a Christian, I thought that was the worst possible news I was going to get. And yet the transformation in her and the positive things I saw and the changes in her character and values is what prompted me to use my legal training and journalism training to investigate whether there was any credibility to Christianity. And of course, I focused in, as you have in this flip chart, on the resurrection, because that's the ball game. And when I realized on November the 8th of 1981 that in light of the evidence that you summarized so powerfully in this flip chart, that in light of that, It would have required more faith to maintain my atheism than to become a Christian. In other words, the evidence was overpowering for me that Jesus is who he claimed to be. He proved it by returning from the dead. And on that day, I received Christ as my Lord and Savior. And John 1:12 said, I became at that moment a child of God. And as I open my life to God, and as I open my life to the Holy Spirit's work in my life, as I began to walk God's path instead of my path, my values, Hank, began to change, and my character, and my morality, and my philosophy, and my worldview, and my attitudes, and my priorities, and my relationships. All of these things over time began to change for the good. So much so that my little daughter, Allison, who was 5 years old at the time, who had only known a dad who was angry and coming home drunk, and I remember one night I kicked a hole through our living room wall out of raw rage over the fact my wife had been going to church. That's all she knew the first 5 years of her life, but she began to watch as God began to transform her father in front of her eyes. And 6 months or so, 5 or 6 months after I became a Christian, she came up first to her Sunday school teacher and then to my wife, Leslie, and said, Mommy, I want God to do for me what he's done for Daddy. And at age 5, my little girl became a follower of Jesus, and her life was transformed. And she's now mother of my grandchildren, and she writes Christian novels and has a new, with her husband, a new children's book about Jesus for toddlers. And then my son, same thing. He came to faith. He's now finishing his PhD in theology at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland because he knows there's a whole generation out there, Hank, that needs to understand. This is not wishful thinking. It's not make-believe. It's not mythology. It's not legend. This is built on a solid foundation of historical truth. And as the lives of the disciples were transformed, as you talk about on this portable little flip chart that you can use to present the evidence and remember the evidence, as their lives were transformed, our lives can be transformed as well for the good. For the good. I think of Sir Lionel Luck, who, you know, the most successful lawyer who ever lived, 247 murder trials in a row that he won as a defense attorney. And he said, after investigating the evidence for the resurrection, because he had been a skeptic too, he said, I say unequivocally that the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ was so overwhelming that it compels acceptance by proof, which leaves absolutely no room for doubt. And he became a follower of Jesus. His life was transformed. And he said, my life changed and was transformed 180 degrees for the good.
On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about what resurrection means to us in the future as we live in a new heaven and a new earth. No more death, mourning, crying, or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Check out the flip chart. It's available. You can interactively flip through it online at equip.org, or pick up the phone, order multiple copies, 888-7000. CRI is the number to get a hold of our resource consultants. We'll be right back.
Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feet flip chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenem Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate, the internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy?
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feat flip chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. Now back to more of your questions and Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Talking with Lee Strobel, author of The Case for Christ and many other award-winning books, about a brand new flip chart, which is laminated 4x6, fits in pocket or purse, but it is a tool this Easter season through which you can communicate the reality of the cornerstone of the Christian faith, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you want to see the flip chart, you can interactively flip through it on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can order via the phone at 888-7000-CRI. Well, when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As we conclude the broadcast today, I want to talk about the icing on the cake. I mean, Christ rose, but what does that mean? It means that you too will rise. And I have a question for you. Where is your citizenship? Think about that for a moment. Where is your citizenship? Well, Paul says this, your citizenship is in heaven, and you eagerly await a Savior from there, Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will, not might, not I hope, will transform your lowly body so that your body will be like his glorious body. So like the Savior's body, your resurrected body will be a real physical flesh and bone body perfectly engineered for a new heaven and a new earth. And Lee, if that is true, I guess the question is this: how then should we live?
Yeah, that's exactly right. How then shall we live? It, in light of the resurrection and the truth of it, it means that Jesus is who we claim to be. That changes everything. Then all of these teachings are teachings that are not fanciful and mythological and legendary, but they come from God, and they tell us about this life and how we can live in a way that is optimal for us as God's creatures, but they talk about the life to come. And as you say, that's where our hope truly lies. That's where our citizenship truly lies. And I like the way you cap this powerful flip chart that you've created with the quote from John 5. It says, "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out." In other words, there's hope, and we can be resurrected to a life of eternity with God in heaven forever. Our lives will be transformed, not only in this world, but we will be changed as the as history is consummated, spend eternity with God forever. And I think of the alternative, Hank, and I say, you know, how could anybody even live in this world, you know, with the possibility that they might be separated from God forever in hell? That's what's hanging in the balance here. And it's incumbent, therefore, on us to say, how can we, in this Easter season, how can we bring this message of the historical evidence for Jesus' resurrection to our friends and families and neighborhoods and churches and so on? I mean, we can bring it to people we encounter either by learning it and mastering it through this flip chart, or we can actually use it as a tool to share with someone who is curious about how they can know Jesus personally in this world and the next.
I have such a great belief in what we're doing through the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I've seen that this ministry continues to bear abundant, abiding fruit. Last year, we had an anchor of almost $3 million getting behind in radio bills. It's an enormously expensive enterprise. We've been able to eliminate $2.5 million of that debt, and only have $500,000 of that debt left. And yet I created this flip chart, Lee, as a way of saying thank you to people who have made that miracle in itself possible. Mm. Talk about for a moment the importance of a ministry like this, a voice that is willing to do what we do because truth matters.
Well, you know, I do a lot of radio programs with various organizations and do books and all this stuff. But I'll tell you, Hank, the number one thing that people say to me when I am speaking somewhere and they come down to greet me afterwards, they'll talk to me about my books. But then they'll say, you know what, I heard you on Hank. And I say, really? Tell me about that. And they say, oh, man, the Bible Answer Man program has been such a great ministry to me. I met a guy, in fact, Hank, just this last weekend who said I was a Jehovah's Witness. And I began listening to Bible Answer Man, and I realized the evidence that pointed away from that cult and toward the truth of Christ. He said it was through that ministry that I came to a saving, confident faith in Jesus Christ. And it was just one example of many that I encounter of people who say, God is using the Bible Answer Man ministry, the equip.org website, to make a huge difference in their lives, to help them understand that they can know Jesus personally in this world and the next. So, you know, I think about that, and I think about the challenges that you face to keep it on the air, to keep it operating, to be able to produce these kind of valuable resources like this. I honestly, it's an incredibly valuable resource, this flip chart, that I know is going to impact many, many lives. And you say, you know, how can we help? How can we be part of that? How can we contribute in a way that will make an impact in this world for God's kingdom, that will make an impact that will last for eternity? Because people last forever, and we want them to last forever with Christ in heaven. That is the mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program.
And we have this chart again as a means of saying thank you for your support of a ministry, but it's also a tool through which you can give the life-giving reality and truth of resurrection to a family member, a friend, a co-laborer, someone that you just meet and the Lord moves you to give. So order multiple copies of the Feet Flip Chart. Again, I produced this solely as a way of saying thank you to you and a way of equipping you to be a reproducing disciple maker. And again, Lee, there is no more foundational, important message than the message of resurrection. Here in a flip chart, you have in a memorable fashion the what you believe with respect to the cornerstone of the Christian faith and the why you believe it. And it also becomes a way in which you can not only master the essence of resurrection in minutes, remember it for a lifetime, but you can be absolutely certain for yourself that your future is forever changed by what happened the first resurrection 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, Hank, this is a unique resource. I've never seen anything like it. There is nothing else like it. There's a lot of books been written about the resurrection. Millions of words over time have been written about the resurrection. How do you slog through that? Sometimes you look at it and you go, I can't memorize that book. I can't extract the nuggets from that particular book. But this flip chart gives you those nuggets. It gives you the bullet points you need to know. And all you have to do is go through it, and it will build the case to give you confidence, but the case that you can share with others. So I just want to thank you, Hank. This is a tremendous resource. I'm surprised nobody's done it before now. I'm glad you finally done it as a way to put this into everybody's pocket and everybody's purse. They can carry it with them. They can use it. They can gain confidence. They can witness. They can reach other people for Christ. And I know that God's going to use it to touch countless people for time and eternity.
Lee, thank you so much for spending a couple hours of your valuable time letting people know just how important this resource is and how important the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute is. May God continue to richly bless and use you for His glory and the extension of His kingdom.
Thanks, Hank. I'm going to see you in May at the great conference and cruise down in Florida. It's going to be a great time defending the Bible.
God bless you, my friend. And that's exactly right. We're talking about the Battle for the Bible, the 2010 CRI National Conference. Lee Strobel will be there. Stalwart defenders of the faith will be there as we communicate that the Bible is not merely human, it is divine in origin. The Bible's under siege. The battle for the Bible's on. We're making a difference. You can be equipped. Join us for the 2010 CRI National Conference Battle for the Bible. Registration is absolutely incredibly low, and this is something we want your whole family to come to. Your wife, your kids. We have something for everyone at the Battle for the Bible National Conference. Again, takes place in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You might also want to check out the cruise, the word cruise. It's an incredible feast for the eyes, for the soul, life transformational. We do it every year. Join us for the cruise as well if you can. Check it out again on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Get your feet flip chart. And join me next time for more of the broadcast.
Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feet flip chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max McLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenem series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenem Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org.